Okay, we are at the Mishnah on Chavei Mebeis, Agudat Chodesh. Welcome to Kislev, and the Or of Torah from the Hanukkah candles are already shining. The Or of Torah shines on Hal of Kislev. So here we go. It says the Mishnah on Chavei Mebeis, last line. B'char shenaf alabar. Okay, today's daf, at least the first half of it at least, is going to be about the mitzvah of B'char. The mitzvah of B'char we know is if you have a kosher animal that has a firstborn, that animal has Kedushas Bechorah, or connected back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that animal has to be given to the Kohen. Bechorah is Kadosh Mirechem, and you have to give that animal to the Kohen. And he has to treat it like a certain type of Kachem Kalam, listed off in his El Makomon, what exactly the halachas are for Bechor. If the Bechor gets a Mum Kavua, if that animal that belongs to the Kohen is a carbon, gets a permanent blemish, Mum Kavua, so then that is still Mamono Shel Kohen, but it is not a carbon anymore. That's if it has a Mum Kavua, it does not have to be offered as a carbon, it's just Mamono Shel Kohen. If it has a Mum Over, a temporary Mum, so then it's still a carbon, you have to wait till the Mum goes away, and then it has to be treated as a carbon again. That's the idea of a bechor behema tahora. We know there is a behema tameya. So behema tameya does not have a mitzvah of bechor. There is a mitzvah of bechor by behema tameya, except by a chamar. A petah chamar tiftev aseh. That if one has a bechor of a donkey, so then there's no mitzvah, that's not a carbon, but we have to switch the kedusha onto a seh and give that seh to the kohen. That's petah chamar, the psukim at the end of Parshas. Parshas Bo. We mentioned the Musar Haskel that the Netziv says in Parshas Bo. You know, why is it that the Bidyevin Halacha, that Lechachila, we're supposed to take the Petach Hamar and then redeem it with a Seh, the Mosiftev Arafto, that if we don't do that, we don't switch it with a Seh, we don't give the Seh to the Kohen, so we have to kill the donkey, we have to break the donkey's neck. To break the donkey's neck first, so you didn't do the mitzvah. So why can't you just let the donkey roam free? The donkey doesn't have Kedusha. So the Netziv explains that no, that this donkey has potential for Kedusha. It has a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it a certain talent, a certain ability to be able to vim tiftev seh. You could bring kedusha into the world to the seh, and then give that to the kohen. If we don't use our potential, says the Netziv, va'arafta, it's better not to be here. I'm using our potential. That's the dvarim harifim of the Netziv at the end of Parshas Bo. But anyway, that's the second. That's the behema tameya. The bechabor is the exception. But today we're going to speak about the behema tahora. Behema tahora. So if you have a bechor and it has kedusha, so bizman hazeh this also applies. If somebody has a behema tahora bizman hazeh, and they have a child, a vlad from that animal, so that is kedushas bechor. So bizman hazeh, it would be a major problem because you'll have these karbanis walking around. These add these bechor, but kadosh birechem. So that's why the general idea, the general minhag that is done is similar to mechiras chametz. There's mechiras mother of the if a farmer has an animal that is about to give birth, so then they sell it to a guy, or at least they take shutfis with the guy, and in that way that's mafkia the kedusha of the bechor. That's what's done bizman hazeh, similar to mechiras chametz. Okay, now let's continue. Bechor shenafal labar. So says the Mishnah, if you have a bechor shenafal labar, so you have this animal that maybe is a carbon, but maybe if it gets a mum kavua, if it gets a temporary, a permanent mum, so then that animal will be able to be enjoyed by the Kohen, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So b'char shenaf al habar, if somebody has a b'char that fell into a pit on Yantif, so it fell into a pit, I can't see down into the pit, I don't know if it has a mum kavua or not. If it has a mum kavua, then I can check it today, and it's ochel nefesh. Shechit is ochel nefesh on yantif. If it doesn't have a mum kavua, then I can't move it. It's muksa. I can't shecht it. So I don't know what to do because this bechor fell down into the pit. Rashi says the whole discussion here is bechor bizman hazeh. Rashi says on the bottom, right? Bechor bizman hazeh, you can't shecht without a mum kavua because it's more. It's a me'elav u'kadosh. And Rashi says v'ashoftu k'shutama v'shochu kachem b'chutz v'anish kares. It's a big the Rashi that is discussed by many, that if you shecht a bechor tam bizman hazeh, that is shchitas kachim b'chutz mamish. That shechted a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, and you're chayev kares for that. Chayev kares for shchitas kachim b'chutz, even bizman hazeh. That is shitas Rashi. The Shid B'kubetzes here says Rashi didn't have to say that. Rashi could, and other Rishonim as well. Ein sarach rabbeinu lutchok v'lomar t'mar bizman hazeh. Even bizman base of Mikdash is also to shech kachim b'chutz. You don't have to dafka say bizman hazeh. So he says, maybe the Rashi is only emphasizing this to teach us, Sha'af Bizman Hazeh, knowing Dinzeh B'chomakom B'af B'chutz La'aretz. Rashi is emphasizing for various reasons, Bizman Hazeh, wherever you are. But again, the Shita says, you didn't have to say it was Bizman Hazeh, even Bizman HaMikdash. Okay, either way, says the Mishnah, B'chor Shenaf Al Habar, Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what to do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yered Mumcha V'Yireh, the Mumcha A mumche. A mumche is somebody who has experience and expertise in determining whether this what the mumin are. The Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin describes how Rebbe went to a farm for 18 months to learn the halachas of Bechoros, about what's a mum kavur, what's a mum over. We think, oh, you're going to spend so much time outside of the Beis Medrash. It says they spent a year and a half on the farm to learn about what's a mum kavur, what's a mum over. There was special smicha given for Heter Bechoros. The Gemara there talks about Yora Yora, Isra Heter, Yadin Yadin, Choshe Mishpon, and Yata Bechoros. Right, smicha of yata b'chorah, smicha of knowing what's a mum kavua and what's a mum over. So, what happens? You need a mumcha. You can't decide. A person can't decide themselves whether this is a mum kavua or mum over. And Chazal say, for sure, the Kohen himself cannot decide, because he's not going to be objective. He's going to be biased. He wants it to be a mum kavua, so he could check it even outside the base of Mikdash. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The mum has to go down into the mum. The b'chor, the mumcha. The mumcha has to go down into the pit to figure out and to look at the animal to see if it has a mumkavua. They cannot bring the animal up first and then see, but the mumcha goes down into the pit for yira and check it out. Im yesh bo mum, so if the animal has a mumkavua on it, ya'ale v'yishchot. So then you bring the animal up and check, because that's now you have a heter v'chol nefesh. V'yim lav, but if the animal does not have a mum kavua on it, lo yishchot. So then you cannot check the actually the animal, and as we'll see, you can't even bring it up from the pit, because it's not ochel nefesh, it is muksa for you. Rashi here points out, right, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda generally holds a muksa. So Rashi says, like other Rishonim, that we must be talking about here a case where the mum was really there before Yantif. If it was here on Yantif, then it's a muksa issue. If you have a perfect tom animal, when Yantif starts, so then that's muksa, and you can discuss that's it, it's finished. So Rashi says, al karchach on top, review the muksa islay. So it must be here that there was a mum from before Yantif, it's just that you didn't show it to the chacham before Yantif. You don't know if it's a mum kavua or not. So that's what happens here. You have an animal that has a mum. You don't know what type of mum it is, and that animal fell in on Yantif. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no muksa issue problem here, because it was really there. So you didn't get to show it to the mumcha. So what? That's not a problem of muksa, because as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to show your mumin to a mumcha on Yantif. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, generally there is an issue of muksa, but here there is no issue of muksa, because it already has the mum. It just wasn't shown to the mumcha. Yeah. It should be a big deal, but he's assuming, I guess, even if you say there's an issue of generally of Hachanas HaGavra, but really the Gavra wasn't Maksadai Tobi Manu, because he knew that he was going to show it to the Kohen, he knew he was going to show it to the Mumcha, and but get a Psak.
Right?
Is this a case of Safik Mukhan, or is this a case of just you don't know? Right, okay, we said Safik Mukhan there was like a Metzias. I guess here this is better than Safik Mukhan, because here you know you're going to get a Psak on it. Here it's noted to get a psak, and your mitzapev yoshiv mitzapev to get the psak. That's what Rashi here says. There is no problem.
Didn't we say that an animal that you're going to shecht is not muksa?
That you're going to shecht is not muksa, but here you don't know if you're going to shecht it or not. That's the issue. You don't know if you're going to be able to shecht it. Right, if it only has a mum over, then you can shecht it. So that is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, and this, as we're going to see in a minute, is very ironic that here Reb Shimon is going to be the machmir. Generally, he's the mekel. Reb Shimon Omer kol shein mumo nikar mivod yom ein zemen amuchan. Reb Shimon says no, sounding like he's going one step further. Even if it has a mum and you just didn't know about it, still, if the mum is not nikar, if it's not nikar that it's a mum kavua from before yantif. Ein ze min hamuchan. And again, Rashi says, this can't be because of muksa, because he doesn't hold a muksa. Reb Shimon less play muksa. So Reb Rashi quotes two other, or one other, idea. As we'll talk about it in a second. Let's read the Rashi. Ein ze min hamuchan. Lav mishum muksa asar leitahol less play muksa. Elo lafi shematiro biyantif. Nira kimisakno. Rashi says, it appears, if you get the heter from the mumcha on yata that says, it's good, mumkavua. So that's like a tikkun, because beforehand you weren't allowed to shecht it, and now you're allowed to shecht it. It's just like, you know, Hagbaz, Hafrash's Trumas and Maestros, just like any other tikkun, halachic tikkun that's done. This is also a halachic tikkun. So therefore, nirekim isakno. The Maharam here adds in an O. He says this following line is a separate answer. O dahavile kedun din. Or maybe this is like a psak din. De gazer baby shem shmus. As we're going to see later on, to give a psak din on yantav is asur, gzeir shem yichtov, as the Mishnah says later on. So for one of those two regions, Rashi says, That is the issue with Reb Shimon. Either it's nira kimisakein or it's done din. V'hachi kamar, and that's why he even says, maybe even b'diavad, it won't be a good psak. That shitas Reb Shimon, ein ze min hamuchad. Yeah, Aaron? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosfos here talks about that, whether he can be somech that he'd find the mumcha. Yes, he assumes that he knows he's going to bring it to a mumcha and get it on Yantif.
It could be considered the first explanation about tikkun, even if he didn't do anything.
The first explanation regarding tikkun, you didn't mice, it was a psak. Right, it was a psak.
Okay, that's fine.
Right, so it's amazing. It's even more than, at least by a hafrasha, you did something.
Right.
What about the idea of something like truma is hufrash ba machshava? If you take those opinions that say machshava literally, that's another example. Okay, brera. So there's a figurative maisa. Here you don't do any maisa. You're right, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even if there's no maisa done here, it's still a halachic tikkun, according to that first day of Rashi. So Rashi adds in these two points. Tosfos says that he thinks it is an issue of muksa. Lachay, in the middle of Tosfos, those are nearly debita muksa ka'amar. And you're right. Generally, Reb Shimon is the more meiko, and Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmir. But as we said earlier on Daf Beis, it doesn't mean Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa at all. Sometimes Reb Shimon would hold the muksa. This is one of those few places that Reb Shimon would be more machmir. Tosfos at the end says, V'im Tomer, last skinny line, Maisha de Bechol Duchta Machter Rabbi Yehuda Tvei Mibi Muksa Mibi Reb Shimon. Why is it that in every other case, Reb Shimon is the more meiko one by muksa, and here, Rabbi Yehuda is the more meiko one by muksa? Says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, the Taimaraba Islay. No, but here there's a big reason. Hold the sphere, lay their own woman beyond it, since we're going to see in a minute in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda, the root sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that you're allowed to look at Mumen on Yantif. You're allowed to show it to the Mumche. It's not like a tikkun. Come on, the Mumen's already there. You're just figuring out. It's a birur. You're figuring out what type of Mumen it is. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's why it's not Muksa. V'yadua shemum kavua hume asmol im kain ein kan Muksa. Dame asmol daiti lave. So really the Machlokas here isn't about Muksa. Muksa is an application of a different Machlokas, which is whether you're Roa Mumen on Yantif. That's why it comes out that the Muksa comes in the opposite way here. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Reb Shimon islay de'ein ro'en mumin. Hilchach lav da'iti ilave me'asmol. But Reb Shimon holds, no, you're not allowed to look at mumin on Yantif. That would be a tikkun. That would be a dandin. And that's why it's usur, even maybe if you did it b'di'eved, it wouldn't be good. So that's how Tosfos explains how here it's the opposite way. Even though it's an issue of muksa, but really the muksa is a function of whether you're allowed to see mumin on Yantif. There's just one other ha'ara. The Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his Bincha Shlomo on Beitza, Stalmidim, write that, interesting, here, what did Tosfos just say? That Reb Shimon holds, it's a muksa issue because there's an Isra of Rias Mumin. Isra of Rias Mumin is an Isra Drabanan at most. And most is a Drabanan. But it says Reb Shlomo Zalman, and so it's Bistaver, that any type of hindrance, doesn't matter if it's because of a Daraisa or Drabanan, even if it would be a Minhag, this is all about the Das Adam. So even if it's a Darabanan or even a Minhag, you would say that this could create Muksa. Because Muksa isn't about an objective Isser. Doesn't have to be Muksa Bachmas Isser. This Isser translates into the Haktsah from the Das Agavra, and that's why it would be Mumcha. Muksa. He says, Bishop Kachnir, that filu meino aser elamachmas minag ba'alma, gamke mistaver tahavi Muksa. Okay, that is the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos on this line of Reb Shimon. One other interesting ha'ara here. The Taz in Hilchas Yantif. Taz quotes, this halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Sadeches. B'char b'zman hazeh she'en yachal shochto below mum, ein chacham yachal rosa b'yantif. So if you can't shecht it, the chacham is allowed to be roa it on Yantif, im yish bo mum, and even if he did, you can't shecht it. So the Taz writes there, dover zeh yishlomo mi b'char. I can learn something else from b'char. That what? Demhaya iser mavurar. Let's say you have a piece of treif. You have a question in Hilchas Kashrus on Yantif. Shim kagon shenafal iser lach beheter lach. You have some milk. Let's say a little milk that fell into your chicken soup on Yantif. Bepachos bishishim. Obiyavish biyavish. Vein ro beheter. Let's say before Yantif it fell in and there wasn't enough heter to be mavatel. And then on Yantif more heter fell in and now you have shishim. Now you have 60 kineged the iser. And now your chicken soup should be mutter. A rav is allowed to give a psak about this type of tarovis kashrus case on yantif. Why? To whom mamish kibachar va'aser lachacham lahoros b'zeh b'yantif kein nir laniyas daiti. Says the Taz to give a psak in yaredeya lahatir on yantif. It's just like bachar. What else are you doing wrong? You have something that's aser for you, and now you're being masakin it by giving the psak. So says the Taz, that's the extension of this bachar. That's the Taz. Says the Karbin Asanel here on the bottom of the Rosh. He quotes this Taz. He says, come on. This is not the same. You can't compare the two. And he says his own chiddush, but he says you can't compare the two cases. The case of hektish, why is it a tikkun? It's not just that you're being matering it, because matering it wouldn't be enough to say that that's a tikkun. Maybe like Menachem says, no maisa. But it's that you're really changing it from karban to mamono shel kohen. That's the real problem. Because maybe the two answers of Rashi are even connected. It's besaket, it's kedun din, because really you're changing it from a karban to mamono shel kohen. Here you have a piece, you have something that's not kosher, and the kohen's giving a psak about it. So that's not changing anything. You might even say that's different because that's not even a psak. You're being mavara. What happened here? How much? What's the messias? So the bechor is also like the messias. Okay, you might argue back and forth. But either way, the karban nisano says you can't compare the case of bechor heter bechoros to a case of iser veheter. Even though there, the Taz has you both the smicha for both of them. You know, it's each one of them is just explaining the messias. But the karban nisano thinks that no, by bechor you're really changing the money, the karban from karban to mamonish al kohen, and that's why it would be a problem. Right, is this a real psach? Is this a real horah? You do need a special smicha for it.
Not for the chicken suit.
Well, you yora yora. Right, they did get yora yora, yadin yadin yatza b'choros. So there was a special psach. But that is all related to this issue of rashi, of tikkun, or misakin. Yeah.
I think that there's a real difference. If you ate that chicken soup without a psach,
halacha, and
turned out to be kosher, it would be okay.
If you ate the chicken soup without a psach, but again, that might be your kavana to eat basar nevela, and you ended up eating basar shchuta. You didn't do the best thing if you didn't wait for a psak. So to hear, did you eat kachim bachutz before the psak? I don't think you get misa de shemayim or karis, whatever the misa is.
It's just changing the whole status.
It's more of a changing of status, right? So that's what the Karban Sadal is trying to say. There's more of a change of status by the bachar more than this case. So says the Gemara. But my kamifuki. So what's the root machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon? So inema. Beroin Mumin Kabifugi, if the real machlokas, like Tosva said. Rashi said there's an added point. But if you say the issue is about whether you're allowed to see Mumin on Yantif, the Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ron Mumin Beyantif, Rabbi Shimon Savar Ein Ron Mumin Beyantif, the Rabbi Yehuda says you do, and therefore it's not Muksa. Remember, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Mumin was there before Yantif. He just didn't get to look at it on Yantif. So Rabbi Yehuda says fine, Rabbi Shimon says no, because it's still, he was Maksa Daito. So ask the Gemara then, Velifugu Beroin Mumin Da'alma. So we have to come up with a case where the animal fell into the pit. Just talk about a regular case where the animal is a mum. You didn't get to look at it before Yantif. So, can you look at it on Yantif or not? We have to go up with the case of the pit. So, says the Gemara, no. Bechor shenafal labar, it's shrichalei. There's an added chiddush by talking about the case of Bechor that fell into the pit. Why? Sal kedaita chamina mishim tsar balechayim le'erim beliske. You might have said, because of the principle of tsar balechayim. You're not allowed to cause pain to an animal. Because of that, le'erim beliske, then you can be marim. You can bring it up. There's a need here. You have to get the animal up. So you might think that you could bring it up and look at it after it's up. Kireb Yoshua, like we say in the din of Rabbi Yoshua later on. Later on, we're going to have the case of Rabbi Yoshua. What's the case of Rabbi Yoshua? Let's say a mother and a child are both chulin animals, are both in the pit. So we know there's an isser d'araisa of shechting a mother and a child on the same day. Osov as beno. So one of these animals, you want to shecht one of them, but one of them is not going to be ro'i, fit for today. Once you shecht one, the other one is going to be a problem. So Rabbi Yeshua says you could be marim. You could use a little halachic subterfuge, as it's translated, but again, a harabah that's allowed. Bring one animal up and say, oh, I changed my mind. I don't want to shecht this animal, I want to shecht the other animal. Why you want to do that harama? Because of tzar balechayim. Me'ikra did its mutter, because each one, you really have kavanah to shecht, and you're allowed to do that harama because of tzar balechayim. So to here, you might have thought, because of tzar balechayim, you also could do that harama, kamash malan. So that's the chiddush of our mishnah. That's why the mishnah talks about a case of falling into the pit, to teach me that no, if the animal, even according to Yehuda, the mumcha has to go down into the pit and figure it out, you can't bring it up first. If that's the chiddush though of the Mishnah, if the chiddush of the Mishnah is the ikar chiddush is that you can't bring it up, so then ask the Gemara, lo yishchot, lo yalav yishchot b'boilei. So the language of Rabbi Yehuda, v'imlav lo yishchot, the chiddush should be v'imlav lo yalav yishchot. If the ikar chiddush of the Mishnah is you're not allowed to bring it up, not the shechting itself. So lo tzricha da'avar va'aske. So says the Mishnah, you're right. That line of Rabbi Yehuda, the second half of Rabbi Yehuda, of v'imlav lo yishchot, that's in a case where you brought it up. You weren't supposed to bring it up. That's the first line. The first part of Rabbi Yehuda is, the mumcha has to go down and look at it, you can't bring it up. Let's say, it's like a chisura mechzura. Let's say he did bring it up.
So that's the Erech Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, and it gets a mum. You brought it up, it didn't have a mum, and now it gets a mum kavua after it's up. You still can't shecht it. Lo tzvich da aver va'aske. Sagadai da chamina lishchetei kamash milan. You might have thought once you brought it up, you're allowed to shecht it. Kamash milan, that's where you're still not allowed to shecht it even when it's brought up. Oh, I skipped. I got ahead of myself. Let's go to the next question. Lishchetei hatamu. What do you mean? You brought it up and it doesn't have a mum kavua. So how can you shecht it? So lo tzvich da aver be'muma. No, now it got a mum. If now it got a mum, so you brought it up incorrectly, the chiddush of that second half of Rabbi Yehuda is that even if you brought it up incorrectly, but now it has a mum kavua, still you're not allowed to shecht it. Because we're kodes you. You did the wrong thing. I asked the guy 1 second, but how muksahu? If it only got a mum now, then let's check Rashi on the Mishnah. What do you mean? It's muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So what do you mean? What's the havamina? So Ella, the novel by mum over me of Yadif, really it had a mum over. It had a temporary mum before Yadif. The hashtavali mum kavua. And now it has a permanent mum. And the havamin is as follows. You might have thought that no, this isn't muksa because it already has a mum over. So maybe a person thinks, you know, hopefully this will turn into a mum kavua. So he wasn't maksa is das from it. Kamashvan, that's the chiddush, that if it doesn't have mum kavua beforehand, it is muksa, and we will not allow him to shecht it. So just for sakeim, the case of the Mishnah is talking about a bor, fell into the bor, to teach the chiddush that you don't say, Mishum Saba Lechaim, you're allowed to bring it up. That's the first half of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Yerin mum chavira, he has to go down, you can't bring the animal up. Then Rabbi Yehuda even adds that even if you brought it up, and it had a mum over before Yontif, and now it turns into a mum kavua, you're still not allowed to shecht it, because it was muksa. That is how we interpret the Mishnah according to the Gemara. One ha'ara on Tsar Bal Chayim. That is, the Gemara sometimes has a discussion, Tsar Bal Chayim Daraisa. As the Gemara says that. What's the makar for Tsar Bal Chayim? Where did the Torah say Tsar Bal Chayim? That is usher to do it. So Rav Asher Weiss, Nechas Asher, in Parshas, last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, talk about something else, but he says, the makar for the issue of Tsar Bal Chayim, 11 makaros. All right, so my chaver pointed out yesterday, if he says there are 11, you're not going to find the 12. But 11 makaros, what's the makar of Tzabal Echayiv? Some of these makaros are fascinating. Rashi says in Shabbos, as we had in the Masechah Shabbos, it's from the mitzvah of prika, that if you see an animal suffering under its load, there's a mitzvah to unload the animal, right? And that's the makar of Tzabal Echayiv. That's Rashi in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chav Ches. Then there's another makar there, Shev the Shidub Kubetz, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, you know what the makar of Tzabal Echayiv is? The donkey and Bilam. Lama hi kisani zeh shalosh regalim. What do you hit me for? What do you hit me for? That's the makar for Tzar Bal Chayim, says the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim. He quotes from the Sefer Charedim, Bahalachta Bidrachov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim. The Chazad Sofer said, it's Rachamav al Kol Masav. Pasuk in Ashrei. Rachamav al Kol Masav. All these makaros for Tzar Bal Chayim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, you have to feed your animal before you feed yourself. All of these different makaros, Shiluach HaKan, there's an Eben Ezra, in Kiseitze, Osachro Sharva Chabar Yachtav. What's the reason for Kilai Behema? You know, there are five types of Kilayim. Kilai Zroam, Kilai Kerem. Kilai Behema, why can't you work in two different animals together? Says the Eben Ezra, because it hurts each other. It hurts each other if the two different animals walk next to each other. That's another marker. Either way, says the Rosh Weiss, let's take a step back for a second. 11 Makoros for Tzabal Echad Daraisa. Why are there 11 Makoros? Under the Gemara Siyah Beferish. Why isn't there a clear-cut makar? Says Rav Asher Weiss, Yisod, he says that you find throughout Shas. And that is, yes, there are 613 mitzvos. But there's a lot more things that are Ratzon Hashem. And we have to do Ratzon Hashem, even if it's not a mitzvah. Every word in the Torah, every pasuk in the Torah is meant to teach us something. Even if it's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is 613 acts that are said with a tzivah, with a commandment. But there are many more things that we have to do, more than 613. The chova al ha'adam l'kayim ratzon Hashem af bedvarim shelo nimnu b'bin yatar yag machmesh lo nemer b'lashon sivim afurash b'kamakam nitztavinu b'hem l'fi sheratzon ha'torah heim. They are ratzon ha'torah. And he says, this is one of them, Tzar Bal Chayim. So there is no mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chayim. It's not an asay, it's not a los asay. If I violate Tzar Bal Chayim, what did I do? I violated ratzon Hashem. What's the giluy of the ratzon Hashem? That's all these makoros. But that is an example. And there are many examples. He relates this last week, he was talking about the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Mitzvah of Chinuch Habanim. So what's the marker of Chinuch Habanim? And again, there's a pasuk by Avram Avinu. But again, the Chinuch Habanim is something that you know the Torah wants. And you'll find all these different smachim that you have to teach your kids, you know, how to act. But again, that might be another example of Ratzon Hashem. It's an important yisod. But he said the example that he always brings is Tzar Bal Chayim. If the animal, here it says it's not. Here it says it's not. Mishum Tzar Bal Chayim, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to bring it up. right? You're only allowed to do the Haruma later on. But again, Daraisa Darabanan, first of all, Kein Daraisa, Mok says Kein Daraisa, and what's the Ratzon Hashem in this case?
Right.
It's not a Daraisa Darabanan. The Ratzon Hashem here is that you keep your keep the halacha. Okay, two dots. Tana Rabanan, Bechor Tam Shadaf Alabar. Rashi has 2 days about this whole Gemara. We'll go with the first one. Bechor Tam Shadaf Alabar. Rashi says the following two Shitos do not hold of Muksa. They assume that a Bechor, they hold a Muksa, but they assume that a Bechor is not Muksa. Even if a Bechor is a Tam, when Yontif started, it does not have any Mumin, but a person's always thinking, oh, maybe there's going to get a Mum on Yontif, so a Bechor is not Muksa. These Tanaim argue on the Tanaim and the Mishnah. It's going to be a Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but a different Rabbi Yehuda and a different Rabbi Shimon. Tana Rabban, Bechor Tam Shafal Abar, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rabbi. Right? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi explains here, is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. That's the Rabbi Yehuda Stam in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, so again, there's no Muksa issue, because you always expect that a Bechor might get a mum. Yerid mum chaviyira. So the mum should go down and check. Im yeshbo mum yalav yishchok, im lav lo yishchok. If it got a mum on this fall, so then fine, bring it up. Vim lav. And if it did not get a mum, lo yishchok, you're not allowed to bring it up. And if you did bring it up, you're not allowed to even shecht it. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's the shita of Rabbi. That's the lashon of lo yishchok. Even if you did bring it up and it had got a mum, now you're not allowed to shecht it. Omer lo Reb Shimon ben Manasya. So Reb Shimon ben Manasya turns around and says, so again, this is another Reb Shimon, but it's not the Reb Shimon that we usually have. Reb Shimon ben Yechoy is Stam Reb Shimon. Omer lo Reb Shimon ben Manasya. Reb Shimon ben Manasya says, 1 second. Hari Amru ain roon mumin be yantif. We know that you're not allowed to see mumin on yantif. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi. You're not allowed to look at mumin on yantif. Kate said, you know what that means? So Reb Shimon ben Manasya has a three-leveled statement. Number one, Ketza, no lad bo mume erev yantif, ema vakwana soba yantif. If a Bechor got a mum from before yantif, so then you're not allowed to look, and it wasn't looked at before yantif, then you're not allowed to look at it on yantif. Biti evid, if you did, so then we'll say it was okay. That's line one of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. That's what Rashi explains on the last line. If it already had the mum, and you just didn't get to look at it before yantif, then that's not really a problem of Riyas Chacham. Because you're not missing so much. You just have to look at it. That's level one. That L'chadchila, it shouldn't be looked at, even if it got the mum before yantif, but the evid is okay if it was. No lad mum be yantif. If a mum came on yantif, though, Reb Shimon Omer says, Ein zeman amuchan. Reb Shimon says, no, you're not allowed to look at it, because you're not allowed to have a Riyas Bechar, not because of Muksa. But because of tikkun, because of din, whatever the shittas that Rashi said earlier. So that's a problem even b'di'eved. If you would look at a mum that came on yantif, so then that's also even b'di'eved. Vishavin. And then this third statement, shem nolad hu umumo imo, shezemen amuchan. But everybody agrees, says the Shribi Ben Asya, that let's say an animal, a bechor, is born on yantif. It's not that it got a mum, it's born on yantif and it has a mum. It's born with a mum. Everybody agrees that for sure is okay. That is not a problem. Why? Because what's the whole idea of it's being a problem? It was usur, and now it's being matired. It's being allowed by the Kohen. But here, this never had a cheskas isur. The animal is only born now. It never had a cheskas tam, that it was going to be a karban. So you're not being misakid everything. It was born with its tikkun. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem according to everybody. Period. Okay, Darash Rabbah, third line. Darash Rabbah Rafuna, Nolot, Hu Umumo, Imam Abakras, Biyadav Lakhila. So we're going to talk about this halacha a little bit. If the animal is born, if the Bechor is born on Yantif with a mum, then no problem. You can have that checked on Yantif, Lakhila. Lakhila, you can show that to the Kohen. So Amalei Rav Nachman. Abatani im avar ubikra mavukar the at amir mavakrin osol lechadchila. Rav Nachman says, 1 second. My father, or your father, it's unclear whose father, but father says that fine if it's born on yantif and it has a mum, bidi evet, if you did show it, it's okay. He never said that lechadchila you could show it to the mumcheh. So what do you mean it's even good lechadchila? So Amar Abaya kavasi Rabba Barafuni mistavra. So Abaya says no, he thinks Rabba Barafuni is correct. Why? Midiktani tlas abavi. Because what we just say earlier in the statement of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, he spoke about three different cases. And it would make sense if case A, B, and C all had separate halachas. So case A, as we're going to review in a second, was asur l'chadchila and mutar b'di'eved. Case B was even asur b'di'eved. So it would make sense if case C was mutar even l'chadchila. Let's review it. He said three cases. Nola bo mumme erev yantiv. The case where the mum came from before yantiv, what did we say? Ein mevakren oso biyantiv lechadchila. So you can't, ein mevakren oso biyantiv, you can't get it checked on yantiv. Lechadchila hu delo. Hadi evet shaper dami. So case one that Rav Shimon Menasya mentioned was that you're not allowed to get this mum checked out on yantiv if it was already there from before yantiv, but they won't keep it the evet, it was okay. That's what Rashi mentioned on the last line of the previous Amud. Rashi says, that b'di'evet is okay. So that's case one. Case two, nola mumum b'yantiv from Shimon Omer, enzim enamuchan dafilu di'evet namilo. Case two was also even b'di'evet. If it got the mum on yantiv and even you showed it to the mumcha, still it's no good. So v'hadatani, and then it makes sense. What's the third case? The third case is this case where the animal is born on yantiv with its mum. So it makes sense that that has a separate halacha. Or else you would have put it with the other two cases. Case one is mutter b'di'evet. Case two is aser b'di'evet. Case three is mutter l'chadchila. V'hadar tani v'shavishim nolad hu umumo imo shezemenu v'uchan dafil l'chadchila nami. So that's why it makes sense to say that that case where the animal is born on yantiv with its mum would be mutter l'chadchila on yantiv. I ask the Gemara one second. V'haki aser of Oshia aser u aisi mastisa b'yadei. Aye, but we have a problem. Because when Rav Oshia came and made the same statement Rav Shimon ben Benasya about these three cases, he grouped them as two cases, not three cases. So then you're not going to have a proof. If you have three cases, separate cases, then you could prove. One case is mutter b'di'evet. One case is aser b'di'evet. One case is mutter l'chadchila. But Rav Oshia had the version where he put case one and two together. So then you're not going to have a raya. But when he brought the brisa, he said it like this. Whether the mum came before or on yantif, chachamim omrim inzem en amuchan. So according to that version, you don't have a proof that it's mutter even l'chadchila. Because you don't have three cases, you only have two cases. So ve'el akashahach. So then, so how does he know that it's even mutter even l'chadchila? So the answer is, that's wrong. Hahi, Ada bar Uchmi hi to b'shavish v'tani. No, that version was stated by Ada bar Uchmi, who had a reputation that he would not be exact in his quotation of machlokos. So therefore, we don't have to worry about that. So therefore, Lamaskana, so far, we say there is no proof that if an animal, a bechor, is born on yantav with its mum, we say there is no proof that l'chadchila you could show that to the mumcha. Really, it's only okay b'di evet. Why is an animal born out of its mukhsas? We'll get to that a little later, but just to say now, because really you could check the mother now. If you could check the mother, we have this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. If you could check the mother, so then this animal is going to be hutar al yidei shrita with the mother. Because, I'll mention it now, we'll see it later, a bechor only has kedusha when it comes out. Behi valdo, Pasuk says. Behi valdo, when it comes out. Before the animal comes out, it doesn't have kedusha's bechor yet. So therefore, if you would have shechted the animal, so now the baby, the vlad inside, is hutar de imo. This was ben pakua, like we discussed earlier in the Masechta. If you shecht an animal and there's a vlad inside of it, the animal's hutar with shechitas imo, mida oraisa. So therefore, you could have done that. So it wasn't muksa. So now that it comes out, there's no issue of muksa, and it's not nolad, and you just have to worry about the riyas mum. Continues the Gemara. Amar b'nachman bar Yitzchak bar Tzitzis nami daika. The Mishnah also proves that it's only good b'di'evet. Diktani Reb Shimon Omer kol she'ein mumo nikar. I'm sorry, just one second. So how did we just say that it would only be good b'di'evet if you're not mechalik between a mum from before yantif and a mum on yantif? If you put those two cases together in the brisa and say both of those are no good b'di'evet, so then there's no raya that the third case is mutar l'chadchila. That's what the Gemara just said. The only raya that you would have that this would be mutar l'chadchila is if you have three separate cases. One is mutter l'chadchila, one is mutter b'di'evet, one is aser b'di'evet. But if you have two cases, the case A and B, which we call them, if you have a mum from before yantif and a mum on yantif, you put those two cases together, so then there's no raya that is mutter l'chadchila. So that's what we're going to prove from our Mishnah. Masisa nami daika, the Mishnah also proves that case A and B should go together, and therefore there's no raya that it's mutter to look at this animal which was born on yantif l'chadchila. Diktani, Reb Shimon Omer, as Reb Shimon says, kol she'ein mumar nikar me'erav yantif, ein zemen amuchan, because Reb Shimon's statement in our Mishnah was, if the mum was not visible, nikar, from before yantif, then it's not muchan. So my ein mumo nikar, what does that mean? That it wasn't nikar. Ilema she ein mumo nikar, klal, doesn't mean it didn't have a mum at all. Pshita, tzrichal meimar. Of course then, what, Reb Shimon is talking to Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah, remember? Reb Yehuda is the main muksa man. So what, Reb Shimon would say, he's talking to Reb Yehuda, saying it's a muksa issue? Of course Reb Yehuda would agree to that. Ella dilo is chazi l'chacham erev yantif. What must it mean? It really was there before yantif, it just wasn't shown. before Yantif. Imum kavua, imum over. And ketani miyat ein zeben amuchan shvamina. So you see, both of the cases then are discussed by Reb Shimon, even if it had mum from before Yantif, and still he says it's asur b'di eved, which shows that those two cases should go together, and therefore there is no proof that the animal that's born on Yantif is able to be shown to the Chacham lechatchila. Okay, period. End of that discussion. New discussion. Boy minei Hillel meirava. Or the Bach changes it to Rav Hillel meirava. Okay, either way, question of these Amoran. Yesh muksa lachati Shabbos o ein muksa lachati Shabbos. Is there muksa for half a Shabbos? What does that mean? We know that something that is muksa at Bein HaShmasas on Shabbos, right? Something is muksa at twilight, is muksa for all of Shabbos. Miku des katsoi Bein HaShmasas, katsoi l'kula yoma. So something can't become unmuksed on Shabbos. But can something become muksa on Shabbos? The opposite way. If the first half of Shabbos, it's not muksa. And all of a sudden, on Shabbos, it becomes muksa. Does that mean that it's muksa for the rest of Shabbos? Or can we say that even if it becomes muksa on Shabbos, but it wasn't at Bein HaShmashas, it wasn't muksa at the critical moment? And therefore, what if it becomes unmuksa, the reason for its muksa then disappears? Does it remain muksa for the rest of Shabbos, like a Bein HaShmashas type of idea? Or do we say, no, if it wasn't muksa at Bein HaShmashas, so then, fine, at the moment that it's unusable, but then, once that reason disappears, it wouldn't be muksa. So do we say, yesh muksa l'chati Shabbos? Once it becomes muksa in the middle of Shabbos, it's muksa for the entire Shabbos? Or ein muksa l'chati Shabbos? Do we say, not muksa l'chati Shabbos? So what do we say? The rush, well, let's just do the case, and then we'll say the rush. Hey, chidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? If it was ra'ui at Bein HaShmasos, so shouldn't we say it's still ra'i? It's not mukso. There's nothing to talk about. If it was ra'i and it's still ra'i, then there's nothing to talk about. If it wasn't ra'i at Bein HaShmasos, then it's still not ra'i. So then, it's not ra'i. It's migu diskatsoi Bein HaShmasos. So lo tzricha, this is the case. The ichsi, v'hadr idchi, v'hadr ichsi. At Bein HaShmashos it was ra'ui. But now, later on, sometime on Shabbos, it became nidche. It was pushed aside somehow. There was a reason that it became muksa. V'hadr ichsi, and now that reason disappears. So do we say, my, what do we say? Do we say yesh muksa, that once it becomes muksa on Shabbos, it's muksa forever on Shabbos, or not? The Rush here notes that this whole discussion that we're having is only by food items. Because by non-food items, you for sure say ein muksa l'chati Shabbos. We've had a number of cases, the Rush says. If you remember Misachah Shabbos, we spoke about a case where you have a bowl, and you have little chicks that go on top of the bowl, and then come down on the other side. The Gemara there never discusses muksa l'chati Shabbos or not. The Gemara never brings that case. The bowl, for sure, is not going to be muksa. Once the chicks go off that bowl, then you're going to be able to pick up the bowl. So by tiltal items, for moving items, then for sure you say ein muksa l'chati Shabbos. Says the Rush here, the only discussion of yesh muksa or ein muksa is by dvarim shel achila, not dvarim shel tiltal. And there's something that Menachem probably spoke about last week when I was in Eretz Yisrael, something that we discussed all the way on Dav Beis. There are different categories of muksa. There's muksa l'tiltal, and there's muksa l'achila. We had this earlier in this parak. When you get something from a guy, is maybe he would move it, but he wouldn't eat it. Different categories of muksa. The Chassam Sofer even says that conceptually there's a difference. The muksa la'achila category is connected, it's a smach daraisa, based on the pasuk of vehechinu as asher yaviyu, you have to prepare your food from beforehand. While muksa la'tiltul is a pure drabanan, gzeir in the time of Nechemya ben Chikliya. But again, there might be two different categories. So the Rush here is alluding to that. That the whole discussion here is only about food items, but not by items of tiltul. So, says the Gemara, Amar lei, yesh muksa. There is muksa l'chati Shabbos, meaning once something becomes muksa, it remains muksa for the entire Shabbos. Eisve, is that really true? One second, the halacha that we were just talking about. An animal, a bechor is born on Yantif, we say no problem. It's muchan. Why? Because it's born, never had the cheskas tam, the cheskas karbon. But one second, says the Gemara, the amai, why should this be mutter? Neima hai bechor meikar havi chazi agav ime. Why don't we say that no? This Bechor, when Yontif started or Shabbos started, it was not a problem, muksa. Right? Because, as we said, it's in the mother, and you could check the mother at Bein HaShmashas, and no problem, and the kid could be eaten. And that's what Rashi here says, because Kedushas Bechor only starts when it's born. So at the moment that Shabbos started, it was mutter. Isyulele, at the second that it's born, itchile. At the second that it's born, isn't there a moment in time when it becomes potentially usur before the mumcha sees it? And then, and when the chacham sees it, it becomes mutter again. So isn't that how we should view it? It was mutter, and then it becomes usur for a second, and then it becomes mutter again? So wouldn't that prove ein muksa lachasi Shabbos? So amalei abaya, amar abaya v'itemer of safra, no. There is not even a second. Why? Go into Yasvi Daini Hasam. The judges are sitting right there on the farm watching this baby come out, and the second that it comes out, they're matur. They're matur the Bachar. And that's why there is no conceptual moment that it has a chazaka of tam slash karban slash iser. So that's why there is no raya from that Gemara of Ein Muksa Ein Muksa. Ikad Amri, or a different version of this, is just the opposite way. Amalei Ein Muksa L'chati Shabbos. Maybe the response was Ein Muksa, and then we brought our Mishnah as a Raya. Lema Messiah, let's bring it as a Raya. V'shavish en molad umumo uimo, shizem en amuchan. We bring the statement as a Raya, because, again, the carbon that's brought, the animal that's born today is allowed to be checked at this muchan. One second, it starts off being mutter. And it becomes aser. And when the chacham sees it, it becomes mutter. So isn't our Mishnah a Raya that ain muksa l'chati Shabbos? And here, Rabbi says as an answer, not as a disproof. No, the judges are sitting there. Different, never had even a conceptual moment of being us. Okay, so the first try, we had it in two opposite ways. First try to prove Ein Muksa or Yesh Muksa l'chati Shabbos does not work. So now we're going to try again. Number two, Tashma. Just before that, though, let's continue first, and then I'll say it. Tashma haya ochel ba'anovim. Vahosir, let's say you're eating grapes, and you had some left over, and the hell of a galos mem simukim. You had enough grapes, you're like, you know, I want to make some raisins. So I'm going to bring the grapes up to the roof to dry out. So right now, when they are grapes, they are fit to eat. As they become raisins, they will become unfit to eat. The grapes will become putrid until they're totally dried out, and then they will become ra'oi again. So we already see what's going to happen here. It starts off being fit, then it's not going to be fit, and then it's going to be fit again. So if you have the grapes and you want to bring them up to the roof to make raisins, but ta'ein of a host of halal magal last time groger is, if you have the figs and you want to make dried figs, lo yochal mehen asha yasmin bi ba'od yom. You cannot eat from them until you designate from before yontif. Or before Shabbos. We don't know what that means yet. The Gemara will explain it. And this applies to all fruit. To quinces, to peaches, to all fruit. So, what exactly is meant by this case? Again, you have these fruits, and you had enough, you're going to dry them out, and they're going to be roy. And you can only do that if you were masmin before yantif. So what does that mean? If they are fit to eat. So lamale hasmana. So what kind of designation do you need? If they're fit to eat, what do you need any hasmana for? Idalo chazu. If they're putrid right now, ki hasman lo mayhavi. If they're putrid, so then how does hasmana help? And if you want to say, really, you don't know. They were fit, but you didn't know about it. So Vahamar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, we quoted this all the way earlier on Dafbeis, Muksa Shiavish Vena Baila Makirin Bo Mutter. If there's an issue, if there's a case of Muksa, and you just don't know about it, you think it's Muksa, but really it's not Muksa. When Shabbos started, Mutter, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you think something's Muksa Ben Hashmashas, and really it wasn't Muksa, you didn't know it was dried out already, that it's going to be Mutter. You don't need Asmana. So again, that can't be the case here that we're talking about with the grapes and the drying out. So what exactly is the case under discussion? So El Olav, what must be the case, says the Gemara? The chazu, they were fit when Shabbos started, because they were grapes. The itchu, and then they're going to get dried out on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos. Then they're going to become raisins. So in that case, that's the case that this Bryce is talking about. The Yamri, now what did the Bryce say? You have to designate from before Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, V'yamri, ain muksa l'malu azmana. So if you say, there's ain muksa l'chati Shabbos, meaning, if you say that the second that the reason for the muksa disappears, it's fit, so what do you have to do with any designation before Shabbos? It must be that you would say, Yesh Muksa L'chati Shabbos. It must be that once something becomes Muksa, it becomes Muksa, and that's why you need the designation before Shabbos. Says Gemara, 1 second, Elamai, Yesh Muksa. What? What's the other choice? That Yesh Muksa L'chati Shabbos. Once it becomes Muksa, it's Muksa forever. So Gazman Lomai Havi. So then even if you're designated, it shouldn't help. If you say Ein Muksa, so then you shouldn't need the designation. If you say Yesh Muksa, the designation shouldn't help. So we're still stuck. So we say this rice is no raya. We just want to know what the pshat of the rice is. So lo tzricha da'achzu v'lo echzu. It must be that these grapes are fit to be eaten al yidei hadchak. They're fit, but they're not so fit. Some eat, some don't eat. So that's where, in this middle type of case, you need the designation. Asmin, if you designate in that case, goli daite, so then you're magal das that you're going to eat. Lo asmin, lo goli daite. But if you weren't masmin, you're magal das and you can't eat. But again, this has nothing to do with yesh muksa or ein muksa. So that was try number two, and we still don't have an answer. We're going to get to try number three now, which also is not going to be clear what we paskin l'maskana. So halacha l'maisa, let's just mention this today, and then we'll stop. L'maisa, do we paskin ein muksa or yesh muksa? So the rush here says, there are two ikad amris that we already had, right? Yesh muksa or ein muksa. So because it's a derabanan, b'shal sofrim holach achar ha-mekel. B'shal sofrim achar ha-mekel, and therefore, it's derabanan, therefore you'll be mekel. And that's why, says the rush, the Rif didn't quote it. Because we're Mako, B'shal Sovrim Holach Achra Mako. Says the Prichadash, Prichadash says, one second. Remember we had a principle way back, Davar Sheyishlo Matirin? Davar Sheyishlo Matirin, meaning if something's going to become Mutter anyway, you might as well wait. So why don't we say that here? You have a Sveika Dedina, you're not sure what to paskin, Yesh Muksa, does it remain Muksa forever or not? So why don't you say Davar Sheyishlo Matirin? So says the Prichadash, you know what you see? It must be, you don't say a Davar Sheyishlo Matirin, you don't say that by a Sveika Dedina. When you have a suffik in din, when you have a suffik about a case, but fine, you say davar sheyishlo matirin, you have a taroves, but if by a sveika dedina, it must be that you don't say a davar sheyishlo matirin. That's the prichadash. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and well, this will start. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, no, it's no raya. No, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the principle of bishal sofrim halochachar ameko, that by drabanas you're meko, that's a din vadai. That's not a din suffik. That's a din vadai. Once bishal sofrim, the rule is, when you have a din drabanan, halochachar ameko. That's a din vadai, you follow the meko. So there's no suffik here. Davar Sheyishlo Matirin doesn't get off the ground. It's not shach to apply Davar Sheyishlo Matirin. Davar Sheyishlo Matirin is only by a taroves or maybe by some type of suffix. But here says Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's no suffix. So there's no raya here that a Davar Sheyishlo Matirin should not apply by a real Sveika Dedina if you would really have a Sveika Dedina. Okay, and just one final thought, and that is, we mentioned this halacha about muksa before in Daf Beis. That is, here's a case of muksa, you just don't know about it. You think it's muksa. But it really isn't muksa, so we say it's mutter. So this halacha proves, and Rabbi Chanan leaves it as a sorach ian here. It says, wow, I thought muksa has to do with the person's mind. Here, a person thinks it's muksa, but it's really not muksa. So it's not muksa? I thought that Rabbi Chanan, that the person's mind is critical. He said, sorach ian. Because you find different sources on both sides of the issue. Is muksa focused on the hachanas hachefsa? There's a problem with the chefsa. Meaning, let's say you think that something's not muksa, and it really is muksa. But by the time you find out about it, it's not muksa anymore. That's the opposite type of case. So B'chanan says you just have to put all the makaras together. But this halacha is an obvious pointer in the direction that muksa has to do with the object and not with the person. Because here the person thinks that it is muksa, but the object really isn't muksa, and we say mutter. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You know, we just have to put all the makaras together about muksa misara gavra and muksa misara chefsa. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Agut and Chodesh. Agut and Chodesh.